today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we are going to discuss about in this episode is Islam and mental health. Be with us. Things I used to do, and all the pain I put you through. Mama, now I'm here for you. For all the times I made you cry, the days I told you lies. Now it's time for you to rise. For all the things you sacrificed. Today is Sunday, it's the 4th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to chapter Rad, verse 28.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, unquestionably, by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
And this is a short explanation about this ayah. Those who acknowledge the unity of Allah and accept His attributes and the prophetic mission of His Prophet and embrace whatever has been revealed from him, and their hearts are set at rest by the remembrance of Allah, allow Allah to soothe their hearts. For Allah's promise is decisive, and nothing will soothe the anxious hearts better than His divine, truthful promises. To remember Allah does not mean merely paying lip service to Him, though it is one of the clear examples of thinking of Him. For what counts is thinking of Allah in all circumstances, in particular at the time of committing sin. As previous episode of today's special, the topic of this episode is also Islam and mental health. For those of us who may be facing mental health issues, or are coping with anxiety and negativity. One of the many ways that we may try to overcome these challenges is to take a balanced approach of both spirituality and practicality. From a spiritual perspective, we can refer and relate to the Quranic and prophetic text by internalizing the meaning of verses and sayings, accepting our humanness and weakness, acknowledging Allah's might and never giving up on His mercy. Those who are always in the remembrance of Allah will find happiness and relief. From a practical point of view, we are strongly encouraged to seek professional help and treatment. For those of us who know an individual facing mental health issues, encourage and support them through their journey instead of shunning them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with another topic to discuss with each other about the role of faith and iman in improving the quality of life and mental health. Religion as a set of criticisms, do's and don'ts, as well as specific and generalized values, is considered one of the most effective psychological support that can provide the meaning of life in every moment of life and in certain circumstances. By providing some support, a person safe from suspense and meaninglessness. A person can be saved from meaninglessness. Faith and hope leave many good effects in the personal and social lives of people, among which we can actually enumerate some of them. The first is peace and tranquility. The second of which is expansion of the mind and happiness. The third of which is increasing mental energy and ability to adapt to the environment. And the fourth of which is reduction of fear and anxiety. And the fifth that we shall talk about is increasing the power of making decision and social and participation in the social affairs. And the next point that, inshallah, we shall talk and discuss about is increasing the capacity of human beings about the concept of death and the life in the hereafter.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Thank you very much for joining today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about mental health tips from the Quran and Sunnah. One of the tips is taking care of our body. Our body is a trust that Allah the Almighty has given us for a short, limited time in this worldly life. It is part of the many great blessings and favors that Allah has bestowed upon us, and it is our obligation to take care of it properly, not only to try and maintain good health in this life, but also, and most importantly, to make sure that we will be able to confidently answer to Allah on the Day of Judgment when we ask about how we took care of the body He, the Almighty, gave us. Additionally, recent research has shown that the way we take care of our body has a direct impact on our mental health. Eating healthy, exercising, being outdoors, sleeping enough, and etc. all have been shown to have a really positive impact on depression. And additional to that, anxiety and even pessimism. This is not about preparing for the next marathon or following the latest trendy diet. Rather, the idea is to understand that we function as a holistic being. Our physical health has an impact on our mental health and vice versa. This part starts with a nice question. Does Islam provide guidelines on how to deal with mental illness? Yes. Various types of mental illness have been discussed by Muslim scholars for centuries. It should be clarified, however, that in discussing the beneficial role that spirituality and psycho-spiritual therapy, such as prayer, can have on mental health and well-being, we do not intend to minimize other forms of treatment. This delicate balance was understood by Muslim scholars centuries before the development of modern psychiatry. For instance, the 14th century scholar writes that the second category of diseases of the heart are based on emotional states, such as anxiety, sadness, depression, and anger. These types of ailment can be treated naturally by treating the cause or with medicine that goes against the cause. And this is because the heart is harmed by what harms the body and vice versa.
The mind and body are amazing creations of God. And for as much as modern medicine knows about these two, there is as much that they do not know. How do they function? Can they go out of balance? And if they do, how can that balance be restored? So, you know, let me provide you some details of the experts. They say that there are two different terms that we should be aware of. And again, this will not be a class in medicine, but they say there is something called mental health and then mental illness. Now, what's the difference between the two? Well, the experts tell us that mental illnesses are described as disturbances in thoughts, feelings, and perceptions that are severe enough to affect day-to-day functioning of the individual. Some examples we were told are anxiety disorders, schizophrenia, mood disorders, such as major depressive disorders and bipolar disorder, and many others that the experts have spoken about. Mental health, however, they say, is a state of well-being, which we all have. Just like each of us has a state of physical health, and maybe sometimes we get the cold or a cough or the sniffles, but we still have physical health, generally speaking. We also, each of us has our own mental health that we need to look after and take care of. And as the experts say, it's not just about surviving. No, it's about thriving, enjoying life as God wants us to, and fulfilling our obligations, having a sense of purpose, being able to manage our highs and lows in life rather than allowing it to, you know, completely take us over, unfortunately.
Thank you very much. And And that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, take care. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي